Welcome. In this advanced lesson, we build a DJ Fresh Style Jungle Fill Blueprint in Ableton Live 12, a production-ready method for tight, punchy, drum and bass fills that groove like classic jungle, but sit modern in the mix. I'll guide you from session setup through slicing breaks, creating a jungle micro-tining, programming triplet fills, and building a performance-ready drum rack with drum bus, echo and beat repeat controls. Let's begin. Lesson overview. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create one MIDI track for your drum rack, one audio track for the raw break sample, and a return track for echo or reverb. Drag a legal lament style or a jungle break into the audio track and set warp to transient mode, or use beats if you prefer slice precision. Slice the break and map to drum rack. Right-click the break and choose slice to new MIDI track using transients. Use the simpler slicing preset so each transient becomes a pad in a drum rack. Rename key slices as you go. Kickish, snare-ish, ghost snare, hat, tom 1, tom 2, cymbal, and color code chains. If you need more pitch and envelope control, convert select simpler slices to sampler later. Create the bass DNB groove. Load the drum rack into a 1-bar MIDI clip and program a tight DNB groove. Kick on 1 and the offbeat you prefer, snares on 2 and 4, and shuffled hi-hat 16 THS or 32 NDS. Add gentle velocity variation to hats, roughly 80 to 110, to keep it human. Insert a drum bus on the drum rack channel with drive around 6 to 10 and boom 10 to 15. Use a medium transient shape to keep snap. Add EQ8 to remove low mud under 250 Hz where necessary, and a glue compressor with a fast attack and a light 2:1 ratio to glue the kit. Design the jungle swing feel. Open the groove pool. Create two grooves. Groove A, the main reference, with tining set around 40 to 50%, random small, velocity around 8 to 12%, bass set to 1/16. This preserves a modern DNB swing while staying tight. Groove B, the jungle swing fill, use a triplet bass, 1/16 or 1/32, timing pushed to 70 to 90%, velocity higher at 20 to 35%. And random around 10 to 20%. Set the timing sign slightly negative if you want hits to arrive earlier for push, or positive to delay them. Drag groove A to your main clip and groove B to your fill clips. You can leave velocity on or off depending on how much manual control you want. Program the jungle fill. Create a 1-bar fill clip, or 2 bars if you want a longer variation. Use triplet-based rolls on snare and tom slices, 1/16 triplets or finer 1/32 divisions for fast rolls. Place ghost snares and offbeat tom accents slightly off-grid so groove B's timing and your manual nudges combine into that jungle lurch. For pitch toms, duplicate a slice and transpose down 3 to 7 semitones. Lower its velocity and blend these layers under every fourth note to add weight. If you're using sampler, map velocity to transpose for subtle pitch climbs on louder hits. Humanize with micro timing and velocity after applying groove B. Go into the MIDI editor and nudge selected notes by small amounts, plus or minus 5 to 18 milliseconds, or 1 to 3 grid ticks, to taste. Randomize velocity slightly for rolls with a velocity MIDI effect or by hand, keeping range around 10 to 15%. These micro nudges are essential. Groove pool gives a great foundation, but manual tweaks make it feel alive. Add dynamic fills with beat repeat and automation. Create a chain in the drum rack for the slice you want to glitch and add beat repeat after drum bus, or place it on a send for parallel processing. For live fills, set interval to 1/8 or 1/16, gate to 1/4 or 1/8, grid to 1/32 or 1/16, variation between 30 and 50, and chance 70 to 90%. Map interval and grid to macro so you can tweak during performance. Automate beat repeat on slash off or automation map to a macro for the fill bar only. Use clip automation or follow actions to trigger these changes live. Layering and texture. Add a swung hi-hat layer at 1/32 with slight delay offsets. Duplicate a hi-hat slice and move it 5 to 12 milliseconds after the main hat for shuffle. Drop a reversed cymbal or short noise hit before the fill's final downbeat to create anticipation. Keep reverb short on drums. Use a small convolution or hybrid setting with a size between 0.2 and 0.8 seconds and high damping to avoid low-end wash. Tuning the groove in context. Group your drum channels, sidechain synths and bass to the kick and main snare using a compressor sidechain to keep the low-end clear. When you're happy with a fill, bounce it to audio and use complex pro warp mode only if you need fine timing tweaks. Doing this lets you lock in micro timing and free up CPU. Performance rack. Swappable fill types. Build an instrument rack around your drum rack and create chains for straight fill and jungle swing fill. Map a macro to switch between chains so you can trigger different fill types on the fly. Map echo send wet to a macro for tails. If you can't map groove pool parameters directly, work around by having pre-bounced MIDI or audio chains with different groove amounts and switch between them with a chain selector. Save this rack as DJF Jungle Fill Rack for quick recall. Fine-tuning the mix, use saturator or drum bus sparingly on fills. Small soft clipping and drive can accent transients. High-pass toms and mid-high break slices around 80 to 120 Hz, leaving kick and sub alone. Watch phase when layering pitched slices. Flip phase or nudge by a few milliseconds if you lose transient energy. Common mistakes to avoid: don't apply heavy jungle swing to the entire beat. Use it selectively for fills. Keep beat repeat gates short. Long gates make fills chaotic. Avoid overcompressing fills. Use parallel compression so you can retain attack. Check phase when layering transposed slices and don't rely solely on groove pool. Manual nudges and velocity shaping are crucial. Pro tips: extract real grooves from reference clips using Extract Groove and save them. Convert promising MIDI rolls to audio and pitch shift slightly per repetition to emulate tape drift. Create micro delay duplicates delayed by 5 to 15 milliseconds and pan them for stereo width. Build a small groove library with labeled presets so you can quickly audition feels. And remember to resample committed fills to free CPU and secure timing. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes at 174 BPM. Make a 2-bar phrase. Bar 1. A main TNB groove using groove A. Bar 2. A 1-bar jungle fill using triplet rolls, 2 pitch tom layers, a beat repeat stutter on the last quarter beat, and a touch of echo on the final fourth note. Save both clips. Bounce the fill to audio, and if needed, nudge the audio plus or minus 5 to 10 ms to lock the lurch. Export a loop and compare it to reference tracks. Iterate until the fill snaps in the mix without overpowering the bass. Recap: you now have a complete workflow. Slice breaks into a drum rack, build 2 groove pool presets, tight DNB and swung jungle. Design triplet-based fills with pitched layers, add beat repeat for controlled chaos, and use drum bus, saturator and echo for character. Use selective groove application, micro timing nudges, and macro-driven racks for performance. Save templates and resample committed fills to streamline your process. Final note: treat fills as expressive instruments. Small tweaks to velocity, pitch envelope, or echo wetness change the whole character. Keep things modular, commit often, and use the groove pool as your assistant, not your entire solution. When used sparingly, the jungle swing becomes a powerful push against the main pulse that creates tension and release. That's the DJ Fresh Ableton Lev 12 Jungle Fill Blueprint. Load your breaks, build the rack, program the fills, and have fun making them snap.